Hey, this is Anne with your Coaching on the Go. This week, I want you to think about what you're surrounding yourself with. Are you in fertile ground to go in the direction that you want? And even if you're not sure what you're going to do next, if you weren't even sure what you were going to do, are you in the right spot? Are you reading the right things, hearing the right things? Are you with the right people? Are you setting yourself up on fertile ground to put yourself in a good spot, the optimum spot, to grow into what you're thinking about, or to even be able to feel it? So years ago, I grew up in a family where my father was a teacher, and he had a master's degree in math, and he went down and he taught math to tool and die apprentice at a tech school, a college. We grew up valuing education. It was really promoted that we did well in school. Of course, a lot of people had that sort of an experience. And because my dad was a teacher, one of the things I really wanted to be when I grew up was a teacher. Several of my siblings, I come from a big family with 8 kids. Several of us became teachers, and several of us married teachers even. And, you know, so we were around people who were steeped in learning, growing, teaching. Beautiful. Not entrepreneurs, however. Two of my siblings became entrepreneurs over time. And as I left the teaching career, I started to find myself fascinated with people I knew and friends of mine who had their own businesses and how they did it and how they started them and how they expanded them and what the thinking was behind them. And it shifted the way that I started to engage with money and people who had businesses, because I began to look at those people as creators, artists, people who had an idea and they did something with that idea. And that idea was actually benefiting others. And why shouldn't they be? If they were doing it well, they should be enjoying abundance. So I began to shift my mindset and my thinking around money. And I began to shift my mindset around what I thought about business, in that I really started to see business people as entrepreneurs and actually as artists who were creating businesses with their great ideas. As I started to do that, I noticed that more and more people around me were business owners, my friends, business owners. And actually, I was a professional artist at the same time as an educator. So even though I didn't even really think of myself that way, I had my own business. I was an entrepreneur. I also had a graphic design business, and I just, interestingly, I didn't really consider myself an entrepreneur, even though I had a couple businesses. I didn't even really take those actually seriously as businesses. So once I started to really see myself as an entrepreneur, I started to, you know, I needed coaching. I didn't hang around in a big circle of people who were really going for it with huge ideas. So as I took business coaching, I started to meet a lot of other business people, people who were either creating a business from scratch or wanting to up-level their business. As that happened, you know, it just started a chain reaction of me meeting more and more entrepreneurs, being surrounded by entrepreneurial ideas, reading the books, listening to audios, meeting more and more people. And as I started to launch bigger ideas, I knew that whatever circle I was in, I would look at it and say, is this the circle of people that is going to, you know, allow me to connect in the right ways to expand and go to another level? And if the answer was no, I looked around, and as I shared my ideas, people might let me know. They would say, hey, this group of people might interest you, and I'd go in there. So this week, in all the coaching, I'm talking about setting yourself up for being in the most fertile ground for what you're creating. Consequently, I am being constantly passed to the next higher level group that will support my idea, because now I'm with people who are collaborating, they're creating, they're not sitting still in life. They're really motivated and they're really excited to be creating. So my call to action for you today is, I want you to audit. I mean, take a look at where you're interested in going in life, business-wise, or a new idea, or a nonprofit, or a new career. Look at where you want to go, and look at if you are sitting in a way where your life is going to support you and nurture you forward, or if you have some gaps. Take some time to look that over today, so that tomorrow when you get your coaching, you can go a step further. And if you're not getting tomorrow's coaching and you'd like to be getting it, send me an email so I can hook you up with the daily coaching that's going to shift you. If you're here, you're here for a reason. So if you're doing nothing but listening, you're not getting anything done, it's time to connect with me, get further into this coaching, so you can make a difference in your life and have that meaningful life that you came for. Sending you big love. Have a beautiful, beautiful rest of your day.